Brothers Benny and Josh Safdie have co-directed and co-written a handful of features that brought them a lot of critical acclaim as darlings in the independent film scene. Such examples of this acclaim are their terrific films Daddy Longlegs from 2009 and Good Time from 2017. These successful brothers took an unexpected turn in 2025 when they separated professionally to direct and write different films on their own. Benny Safdie wrote and directed the sports biopic The Smashing Machine, which premiered in October, and Josh Safdie directed and co-wrote the period drama Marty Supreme, which premiered at Christmas and which I watched recently. I had a fun time watching Marty Supreme, but maybe not for the reasons you expect. Our title character in this is Marty Mauser, a passionate table tennis player and shoe salesman who talks fast, moves fast, and pushes his way through 1950s New York City. But Marty is not just a ping pong master, he's a con man and hustler, continually scamming strangers and friends out of their money and charming his way into women's beds. Despite his rising star status, Marty needs to quickly gather a lot of cash to pay for his airfare to travel overseas and dominate an international tournament. But with only 1 week to get the cash, Marty hustles as fast as he can. Like the swift, bouncing journey of a ping pong ball, always changing direction, much of this film feels like a constant adrenaline rush as Marty jumps into and out of all sorts of trouble, from avoiding the police to falling through a bathroom floor. The story takes so many abrupt, unpredictable turns, it feels like the frenetic, charged randomness of youth culture, full of endless possibilities. All this unpredictability makes Marty Supreme simultaneously exciting and exhausting, like an accelerated screwball comedy with a dark edge. At no point did I feel bored or confused. This rated R drama is loosely based on the events of real-life table tennis player and entertainer Marty Reisman, who made history winning the world championships in 1949 and who played competitively into his old age in the 90s. Timothy Chalamet plays this leading role with a verbally aggressive attitude combined with a relaxed arrogance. Yes, his ping-pong playing looks authentic and spirited. He trained for years to develop real ping-pong skills. But it's his entitled air of getting what he wants at all costs that gives this film its powerful, consistent vibe. Marty Supreme reminds me of other films, The Hustler from 1961, crossed with The Wolf of Wall Street from 2013. I liked this not just because of its ragged determination, but also because of its message. While it is a coming-of-age film, on the surface, Marty Supreme is more deeply about the myth of American exceptionalism and the sobering realization that the specialness of the individual does not grant success. What happens to someone when their dreams for greatness don't happen? How can our youth grow up in a world, especially the post-war world of the 50s, when winning is everything? Like their beloved hit film Uncut Gems from 2019, Benny and Josh Safdie love creating films about tragic heroes. Marty Supreme does not give us a role model to admire, but it does give us an engaging voice with something important to say. For Flicks at 48, I'm KCT Allen.